Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's the question?
I was just a pig in heaven.
I think you just answered your own question.
No, we weren't able to get it done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, 49ers, 41. Cardinals 22.
Damn!
We will jump back into the Niners. You know what? And here's why we're going to jump back into the Niners. I don't want to get into Kuminga. He's not in this one.
Oh, no, it's not about him. It's about Steph and the team and Moody.
Right. Kuminga's not in this one. He hasn't played in three games. They've won all three. Yeah. We don't have to hit him.
I will say this. I'll give Evan some love here. Oh. It does kind of make you scratch your head real quick here on why Moody was... with the great record they assembled last year with them, 27-10, why he wasn't in there from the jump. But he got there, and now they're rolling.
Well, he got hurt, remember?
No, that he
so
did. That did happen.
He was supposed to start. Yeah. But George Kittle had a big game yesterday for the 49ers, and he was talking to the media after the game, and this was interesting. Take a listen.
I think I've only said this about two quarterbacks. Like, Brock's presence in the huddle is just so elite. He just, like, he plays the game with this joy that's so infectious, and it's just so much fun to play football with him. I mean, especially, like, what, five plays into the game, he hits me 30 yards down the field on a perfect pass. Like, he was definitely feeling it. I think he's got the confidence. He's got his swagger. I mean, more people were celebrating with Brock after his touchdown pass with me. I was a little jealous. But, he was feeling it today. I will say the one pass to Christian on third down was like that. Is like he clicked too many Madden buttons on his controller and just said screw it. And what a play by Christian.
That was George Kittle talking about Brock Purdy, who made his return after missing a month and a half.
Yeah, man.
And I didn't think he skipped a beat. He looked pretty comfortable. Brock Purdy did, and three touchdowns, no picks.
Now I said this before he got back, thinking even if Mac Jones was back there, this was going to have to be the title of the jam. Bastani, I believe this now. We don't know what's up with Bethune. Just another injury to the Niner defense, and hopefully he doesn't miss time. But the bottom line is, can your offense do a bit more and be a bit more prolific, and that keep you in games when you face better talent? And I'm looking and I'm hearing George Kittle. I'm thinking about McCaffrey, Brock. I'm thinking about Juwan and Pearsall and D. Robinson, Steiny. I know he only caught one ball yesterday for 13 yards, but what the hell? Who's to say they can't do it?
Bethune will miss time.
Okay, so that's
miss
for
at
sure.
least a couple weeks.
Damn.
And Pinero is week to week, and the 49ers are going to bring in They're going to bring in some kickers. He has a pulled hamstring. So
now, I'm going to say this, Donnie. I don't know if a kicker just off the street has ever gotten off to a great start like Pinero did here, where we were calling him Dinero because he was money. So that's scary in itself. And hopefully, you hit again. And then Bethune again. I know I'm not telling you it's the 85 Bears, but that kind of stinks, and somebody else got to step up and fill his shoes. But it's just like, damn.
So my question is this, and sometimes we gloss over this stuff because we just forget about it. But, you know, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about Purdy and Jones, Jones and Purdy, Purdy and Jones. And the way it worked out was Purdy's missed the last 6 weeks. They got beat by the Rams last week. And Kyle Shanahan said, we're going to try to get him out on the field this week. We're gonna be aggressive with him, meaning Purdy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, here's my thing. Whether you agreed with the way Shanahan was going about it or too careful, not careful enough, stayed with Mac too long, brought Purdy back too quickly, whatever it is, I think we got to say right now that he handled it fine.
Oh, no, that, man,
I
they
mean,
got it
he
right.
He handled it fine.
How can you not, partner?
And the people that didn't want Purdy coming back this weekend.
I was one of them.
But I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. You know, I think Mac Jones probably could have won that game too, but whatever. Purdy came back and had three touchdown passes and... You know, it was nice to see Purdy play a game where you said, oh, that's right, I forgot what it looks like when he plays pretty well, because he wasn't great the first two games mm-hmm. this year. He had two touchdowns and two picks in each of the first two games, and yesterday he was three touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah, and again, I keep going to this, but they scored 41, and a lot of that 41, a lot of people, and I understand, Stein, are going to say, oh, you were playing Arizona. That's why. But I watched Carolina yesterday. They got an okay to average defense, and I don't think it's going to be easy. So my point is, what if we watch a game Monday night at home for the Niners? Somehow they put up another 40 burger. And I know that's like saying said NBA player is going to go for 50, but what if they found something? And quietly, we haven't given any love to the offensive line. I feel like that was their second good game in a row. Yes, the running attack wasn't there, but yesterday's game was kind of weird because of the way the Niners were benefiting from penalties. But bottom line, Stein, is they get 41. Can this be something we start seeing for the next 3 to 4 weeks? And if you say, yeah, Goo, what does that mean? You got a better chance of beating a team that could take advantage of your not-so-good defense, and then you got a ball game.
I don't think it's – for me, it's not complicated. You give them credit – for winning the game right. handily, and you take into account that Arizona is not very good. And you feel good because you're 7-4, but you have no illusions that you're a Super Bowl contender at this point because you haven't proven you are one, and you're still dealing with a lot of injuries. But like I said, I mean, if I were a Niner fan, I'd be like, whew, what the hell? Let's just keep playing, seeing if we can keep winning games, get into the playoffs and really mess somebody's season up maybe. Yeah. And then maybe you win a game, and who knows? But
what's the old adage? Defense wins championships, right? And if that is
not true, according to Kevin Durant,
yeah, and that's where I was going.
I actually disagree with that.
Yeah,
too.
I do too. Him and Draymond got it to it. But the bottom line is, if that's what it's predicated on, then you or anybody's right for saying, well, that's why I'm skeptical about the Niners, because that's their weak link.
No 49er fan would pick them to get to the NFC Championship right now. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I don't believe.
I don't either. Except, well, Antonio in Oakland probably. But he's...
But like Shasky, who called Philmo, was saying he was that's the diehard. So he's real as hell, and he's just being real with... He don't think he could get to that plateau.
You know what I'd like
and
to
And he could be wrong. But who sees it right now? Especially with Bethune missing time.
I think Kyle Shanahan, let me tell you, this is going to be some big upcoming games for Shanny. We're going to find out a lot about Shanny.
Tell me.
We're going to find out if Shanahan is so married to some of his philosophy that he'll make the wrong decision on principle.
Give me one of the, like, I like how
if
it sounds.
They win a if they win a coin toss and don't take the ball, then I can't help him.
Now, that's funny.
Look what happened. They deferred. I'm like, if you're, I know I'm kind of joking here, but if their offense is good and their defense is bad, why wouldn't you take the ball to start the game? Like, I just don't understand that.
It's amazing.
Like,
but
it,
I'll say
it
this,
matters
Scotty,
when a team has right. to play from behind.
Do you have a problem with a guy like me that thinks there's two starts to each football game?
No.
And I just believe that getting the ball in the second half is the biggest Geico or AAA ever, because no matter what happens those first two quarters, you get the ball in your hands to kind of offset if it went bad or go for the kill shot if it went good. And
you
that's just me, Stoney, because what if you elect to do it first and you're like, oh, I got my chest out. Then you don't score.
I understand all the things
at it
that can happen.
Okay. All right, tell me. But Stoney, that one after half just hits different.
You do realize that if you take the ball first, you have the first opportunity and the better chance to have the ball one more possession than the other team. Because you get to start out 1-0. You have possession. If you can end the second quarter with you having possession,
but then it starts over. You won the first two quarters,
right.
but then you
right.
lose
and,
that
but,
battle.
But you get the ball
the
last. You can get the ball last in theory, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Like if you get the first possession, then you have one possession to their none. All right, in theory, you can go through the first half, and if you have the first possession and you end the first half with it, then when they get the ball in the second half, they still just equaled you in terms of possessions. They didn't get an extra one. And then if you manage the clock, you can manage yourself to have, like, if there's no turnovers in a game, you will never have less possessions than the other team.
Now, let me throw this to you.
Do you know how galaxy brain this sounds?
I had another word, but the galaxy brain.
The double up is a possibility. There's no doubt about it. But you're in control if you get the ball first.
But what if you got a leaky defense, let's just say like the Niners, or you don't have the
utmost
confidence?
So put your I get it. Like, we're having fun here. Why would you put your worst defensive unit out on the field first? That's just, I don't understand.
Because you get more time. One, they could luck up and get a stop. Then right there, you're already playing with house money, I believe, because you got that possession. But then two, Stoney, what about if you know your defense in the second half is not going to stop? You know what I mean? Why would you want to put your defense on the field first in the last two?
I don't know why. And I don't know why you want to put your defense on the field first to start the game.
Well, it's helped and hurt them this year.
Exactly.
No, but I'm saying against Tampa Bay, they had the ball first. Mac Jones threw a pick on the first pass, and they were down 7-0 out of the gate without the ball coming out of halftime.
Just answer me a simple question. Why do you want to put your worst unit on the field to start a game? That's all I'm asking.
Because you can't hide them. They're going to get
healthy
on the field regardless. But I think you're playing the middle game. You would rather
no,
be up 7-0. Like, they're going to go fold, but Stoney, you got to pay the piper.
I want to give my chance the first opportunity to take the lead in a game.
Mm.
That would be my number one thought.
And mine is just having that ball to set the tone and dispel whatever happened. And maybe you don't have to because it went good the first half. But Stoney, there's nothing like that ball knowing you get it to start the third quarter after the break to me. It's almost like a do-over, and you control. You could go put up 7 or 3,
or
punt,
and that may be the possession that just evens it up. In other words, you know, if things go according to plan, the team that receives gets the ball 4 times in the first half to 3 times, and then it kind of I get the theory.
But then
understand.
Wouldn't you lose the possession battle in the second half?
And that,
which is when you would ideally be determining the outcome of the game?
Well, in that, not if you end up with the ball last. If you end up with the ball last, then you had actually have one more possession than the
but
other
so
team.
So much can happen.
I know, yeah, but I'm
but
just
then
saying.
They get the ball to start the half, and they and can equal your amount of total possessions.
Yeah. Right, but they can never have more than you at that point. You see what I'm saying?
No one's going to have more than anybody.
And that's what...
No, if a team receives the ball on the kickoff and there are no turnovers and the team that receives the ball first has the last possession of the game, then they have one more possession than the other team over the course of the 60 minutes. And I get it. Like, somebody will turn it over or something will happen, but like... There's no guarantee you can double up.
Yeah.
And when it happens, it's nice. And I'm just questioning why, you know, your offense is completely healthy now. It's what we all agree is going to probably dictate, you know, how far they can go.
But I'll tell you this to that. If, you know, you said that about the offense, but doing it the way you like, you keep your offense off the field for however long the drive is the second half, right? So wouldn't you want your offense on the field to start the second half as opposed to waiting to see what pops off, you know, with your defense and the other team? That's when I want my – you know what I mean? Like, the first half – this is going to sound crazy.
Do you guys think there's a right answer and a wrong answer?
No, I see both ways.
Evan?
I would prefer to have the ball coming out of half.
Like, I'd give my right arm.
In most situations, I think the majority of coaches do that as well.
Yeah.
Like, there was only one team, I think, that took the ball – that won the coin toss yesterday, and it was the Giants.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the last week, they defer to the Rams, and the Rams go 80 yards. This week, they get deferred. The 49ers have the ball first. They get up 7-0. So in the last two games, the team that got the ball first got up 7-0, and I do think there's a psychological component to a quarterback coming out into the field down 7-0 to start a game.
Well, we differ.
All right.
I got to ask you and Evan something, and I wrote this down. Evan, there was 10:20 left in the second quarter. Arizona was at the Niners 40. They throw it to McBride. This was the play that Green got the 15-yard penalty. McBride goes 15, 20 yards to the 23-yard line. And gets a – I watch a lot of football, guys. I'm asking. And gets a – he did a gesture to his nose or whatever to the fans and got a 15-yard flag. What did I miss? What gesture is that, Steiny? It's football.
I kind of agree because I thought he did something similar a couple plays later and he didn't get flagged for it.
You know what I'm talking about, Steiny? Great play. And it was when Green – because Kyle went over to Green, told him what he was thinking about that flag, but – come on, man. These are grown-ass men trying to take each other's head off. Oh, Steiny put his chest down and the finger up. I'm throwing my hanky.
Here's the other thing.
Good God. Stop it, old man.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about Shanny. So every...
He's got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right, Shanny. Here's one thing that I've heard over and over and over again, which, you know, this is just kind of the way I'm. I don't say people are wrong, but you always have the right to question, right?
Oh, my gosh,
okay.
Yes.
So, to a man, all the football geniuses seem to say and think, 49ers, not really meant to be a comeback team. You know, they want to play from ahead. Not great at coming back. Okay, well, then take a 7-0 lead if you get a chance. Why would you play... Why would you give the... Just saying.
I feel like you're cooking the books with that example.
What are you talking about?
Because down 7-0 doesn't... Before you get the ball,
let's
doesn't
go to
constitute...
Okay, let's go to the Rams game.
You know.
Let's go to the Rams game. 7-0 to start. Now you come onto
14,
the field.
Yeah.
Right. Now you come onto the field and you better get something. You don't. You punt and boom, it's 14-0.
But how did
now,
that game play out?
I'm just saying.
The Rams had the... That would be exhibit A on why you do
exactly.
it in regard to the start.
There it
but
is.
Steiny, on the finish, on the back end... How did that bad boy play out? You should have lost that game, and the Rams had multiple times before they fumbled and got stopped to win the game, and that would have went against, oh, well, you didn't.
What do you mean? 49ers were never in that game. Against
the
Rams?
I thought you were talking about the one where they started up 14-0 in L.A. Thursday night.
No, I'm talking about
Okay.
They kicked all off. Right,
this last
the Rams
one.
Scored. Then they got the ball, didn't produce.
And they
the
also
back
got
to
the
Rams.
Ball before half to do the
right,
double
but it's 14-0.
Well, that's a nightmare scenario.
Well, that's because you put your in the first three possessions, your defense was on the field two out of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Those three instead of your offense being on it two out of three.
Well, but then your offense was on the field two out of the four. How come we can't just say the Rams offense is really good?
It is
and
really
they
good.
They absolutely
and
destroyed you.
Because that's knowing that going into the game, I wouldn't have given them the opportunity to just go up 7-0. That's just me. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay, so
about.
If you go 3-and-out and they score,
right, I know.
Then you're down 7-0 anyways.
I know all the scenarios, Evan.
No,
Evan,
you clearly don't because you've hung
on
this one.
Of course I do. Of course I know the scenario. Yes, you can defer and hold.
It works out the same
no,
way.
No, it doesn't.
They
is
were
what I'm saying.
Get beat in that game.
That's what that. Like Evan,
you're
that's a bar right there.
No, I understand what you're saying, but taking the Cardinals game as evidence that they should have taken the ball first against the Rams is completely different.
If somebody can answer me why you would put your worst unit on, which starts the game, meaning you're putting your worst unit out there two out of the first three series instead of your best unit out there. Two of the first three series.
I'll give you this.
They might not have scored, by the way, first yesterday if they didn't get a 98-yard kickoff return.
You're right. Or they might have gotten up. Right.
But don't you think?
I'm not saying if you take the ball, you're up automatically up 7-0.
But isn't there a psychology, though, when you get that possession closer to the end of the game, which is the one after halftime, Scotty?
How important was the second half possession against the Rams? Like you already got down 21-0.
Right. But what Evan's point is, you were getting your ass kicked anyway, Stani. That wasn't because you elected or received.
I can't get behind. Yeah. Am I going to sit here and
like
say the Rams
saying,
would have lost the game? No.
Stani, I got to say this.
But you're not giving yourself the best chance to win it, I don't think, against that particular team.
But it's all predicated on play, though. Those are decisions that need to be backed up by your play, team's play. You're going to lose by 20. You're going to lose by 20 if you take the ball first or not, to me. I want the ball, which is the third quarter, closer to the end of the game.
Okay, that's great.
And if that's my best unit, that's what I want.
That's great. So your defense sucks, and you're playing the Los Angeles Rams, who have one of the best offenses in football, and you give them the ball in the 35 and say, why don't you start to score in tonight?
I would have taken
the ball just to see if we could have gone up 3-0 or 7-0.
Yeah. And I'll say
but
this
you're
today.
Right. It wouldn't matter.
But if the Rams score on your leaky D, they did nothing but what they were supposed to do, right? So it's 7-0, but here comes our offense, the unit we believe in. So I always look at it like, what if we get a stop on that first drive?
Okay, you didn't, and now you're down 7-0, and Now you go three and out.
But do you think because you're down, the offense is going to shrivel up because you're down 7-0?
I'm saying there's a little more pressure on them.
But if you go three and out at your own 35 when you get the ball and you punt, odds are they're going to have better field position than if you just kicked off the ball to them. So they actually have a shorter field. That's why you're in a disadvantageous position either way against a good offense.
Right. I'm just saying, the way I would try to beat the Rams is to keep the ball away from their offense. That's what I would have tried to do.
But you're
going to
give them an automatic one to start the second possession to start the second half, though.
Okay. I'm taking the ball. That's what I don't like. The 49ers, and I've got to keep the ball out of Stafford's hands. So.
Oh, man. I said you're by yourself, but I'm with Evan.
And Evan, I wish you'd be honest and just say you do think there's a right and a wrong.
No, I don't.
I think you do.
I'm going to take the ball out of half because if my team's down, I have a chance to score and gain momentum and flip the game.
So,
as opposed to being down by two scores at halftime, giving them the ball.
So there aren't any circumstances where Kyle should ever take the ball first. And if there are, like, what are they? What would you, or are there not?
No, I don't believe there are any.
You should never take the ball. All right.
That's just me.
I think I played Madden, I did the same thing.
Okay. I think different games could theoretically dictate how you approach that.
That I agree with, okay. But you're stuck on the Rams, which I don't understand.
Well, I'm stuck on yesterday, too.
That they got a 98-yard kickoff return on their first possession to go up 7-0.
They scored on their first possession. I don't care how they did it. Right. Okay. Well, that's
one
reason.
They went 1 yard on their first possession.
But you needed that against their lowly Cardinals.
You do realize that returning a kickoff is one of the reasons why you take the ball.
Yeah, but you need
that. Because it could happen.
But doesn't your theory go down the drain against the lowly Cardinals? You needed to do the psyche to be up 7-0 against that team?
The Cardinals deferred.
Okay.
It wasn't the 49ers' decision yesterday. The Cardinals deferred. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.